Welcome to the Vital Dawn podcast for Friday, November 18th. U.S. equity futures are ticking higher this morning. So you have S&P futures up 14 points. That's 35 basis points. NASDAQ futures are up 50 points. That's about 44 basis points. And the Dow futures are up 73 points, which is about 22 points. Europe is outperforming the U.S. So you have the major indices in Europe up about 80 to 100 basis points. Outperformance in Europe in autos, financials, energy and basic resources. You're seeing modest underperformance in tech. And then Asia was mixed. None of the major indices saw huge moves, but Japan was essentially unchanged. The Hang Seng fell about 30 basis points. So a couple moving pieces this morning. The U.S. futures caught a bid around 4 a.m. There was a comment from a Russian official talking about how Moscow is ready for high-level talks with the U.S. I wouldn't read too much into that comment. You know, I don't hardly think it represents a real turning point in the war. I do think, though, again, that the conditions on the ground right now are probably the most favorable they've been since the start of the war in February for some type of a freeze or a detente to be recognized on both sides. But I don't necessarily think this comment at 4 a.m. is kind of a dramatic turning point. But that seems to have that was one of the main drivers of the initial rally about an hour and a half ago. No major economic numbers this morning. Japan CPI, UK retail sales, not having a huge effect on U.S. equities. No real profound central bank comments out overnight. Obviously, markets are still digesting the Bullard comment from yesterday. My quick thoughts on that are the Taylor rule is not a rule that is really followed by the Fed exclusively or in totality. You know, Powell has been asked about the Taylor rule in the past. If we were following the Taylor rule precisely, policy would look a lot different, throughout cycles, both in terms of easing and in terms of tightening. So again, it's hardly the roadmap that the Fed is following. And then also, I think, again, the Fed is kind of looking at inflation where it was rather than looking at where it's going. So Bullard even acknowledged in his piece that if inflation drifts lower from present levels, that his whole 5-7% funds rate range, would move lower as well. So I think markets right now, after the CPI and the PPI, the assumption is that we're going to see months of disinflation going forward. That's my view as well. In which case, then the Fed, is nearing the end stages of its tightening cycle. You know, the problem is that the Fed, I think, is going to be very reluctant to kind of declare victory. And so we may have this phenomenon now for a month or two whereby we get favorable inflation readings and the Fed runs out and says, you know, we can't read too much into one number, which is exactly what you saw in the last few days. So I think markets should be focusing on the data, not on Fed commentary. The Fed has been behind the curve throughout, you know, this entire cycle. And I suspect they'll be behind the curve again. But the data is really kind of the critical factor as far as what's driving everything. In China, they had another rule change overnight as far as easing some of their COVID rules, this one pertaining to concerts and event spaces. So that's positive. But on the other hand, you are seeing case numbers continue to climb. Beijing actually, as we speak, is making warning residents in certain pockets of the city to stay home over the weekend, talking about how, you know, community spread of cases continues to increase in China. So you kind of have this dichotomy. On the one hand, you've seen very bullish regulatory shifts in China on the property front, on the COVID front, on the technology front. But you still have, in the near term, cases are rising. And that's an impact, that's an impediment for economic activity in the country. For earnings out in the U.S. last night, it was a decent night of earnings. So AMAT, Gap, Palo Alto Networks, Ross Stores, all positive. Williams-Sonoma, Farfetch were underwhelming, but decent night of earnings for the U.S. It's actually been a decent week, other than, you know, a few notable exceptions like Target. But for the most part, it's been a pretty healthy week for October end earnings. On today's calendar, you really don't have much as far as scheduled news. JD just reported in China. I'll send out comments on that in a second. Foot Locker is really the only major U.S. name. And then U.S. existing home sales at 10 a.m. But that's kind of it. The calendar today should be very slow, barring some type of unexpected event. And then just quickly looking into next week, you have a holiday in the U.S., but you have a bunch of items on the calendar, especially a bunch of monetary items. So China loan prime rate decision Monday morning, New Zealand rate decision Wednesday, FOMC minutes on Wednesday, South Korea, Sweden rate decisions on Thursday, and then you have ECB minutes on Thursday as well. Remember, U.S. markets are closed on Thursday, and you actually have a lot of earnings out next week, Monday and Tuesday. So some of the big ones, Dell, Urban Outfitters, Zoom, Analog Devices, Best Buy, Abercrombie, American Eagle, Dick's Sporting Goods, Dollar Tree, Medtronic, Autodesk, HP, Nordstrom, and Deere. So a lot of events next week, despite it being a holiday week. And that is everything for today, Friday, November 18th. Thank you for listening.